Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about events they attended. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the event each speaker is talking about. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what happened according to each speaker. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
It certainly wasn't like any other I've been to, and I've been to a few. There was a strange atmosphere as everyone gathered, and I thought there was a definite tension in the air. Everyone was clearly divided into 2 sides, and there was clearly some history between them. Anyway, the main part passed off okay, and I was having a decent time chatting to all sorts of people. Then, all of a sudden, one group was shouting at each other and pointing fingers and generally being very unpleasant. It was quite a scene and insults were exchanged. Fortunately, I don't think the happy couple saw any of it, so I don't think it spoilt their day.
Speaker 2.
There was certainly a big turnout, more than I'd expected. I hadn't been very sure about whether to go or not. I don't normally like that kind of thing. I thought it would all be ultra-competitive, with everyone trying to prove they'd done better than everyone else since we last met. But actually, we all got on famously and had a great time reminiscing about the old days. Even the people I hadn't liked much before were good company. It was a shame when it ended. I'd have liked to talk to them for longer. I wrote down lots of addresses and phone numbers, and we all agreed to keep in touch, though I don't know if we will.
Speaker 3.
It wasn't the best organized thing I've ever been to. They should have kept it down to just a few key people, instead of which the place was crammed with all sorts of people that didn't have much to do with the matter at hand. It became apparent pretty quickly that very little was going to be achieved. Half the people couldn't hear what the other half were saying, and we didn't even get through the first point for discussion. So the people in charge decided to cut it short and call another one with fewer people sometime later. So we were all back outside ages before it was supposed to finish. It was a farce, really.
Speaker 4.
I turned up because I used to work with both of them, though I hadn't seen either of them for quite some time. Our career paths had gone in different directions. Actually, it was a bit of a shame because they'd gone to a lot of trouble to organise it, and then half the people they were expecting didn't turn up. They'd both given years of good service. You'd have thought more people would have shown up for their last day, but I guess they couldn't be bothered. I'd only been planning to stay for a short while, but I hung on till the end. I didn't have the heart to go. They looked so disappointed.
Speaker 5.
It was quite a performance getting there. All sorts of traffic jams, so I missed the beginning. There was only one empty seat when I got in there, so I just had to sit in it. When I looked round at one point, I realised I was sitting next to a neighbour I've never been able to stand. This put me off a bit, because I've always avoided him, and I didn't want to end up having to talk to him when the thing was over. I was thinking more about that than what the kids were doing up there. What I did listen to sounded pretty good, and I knew they'd been rehearsing for ages. Anyway, as soon as the last bit was over, I just rushed for the door and got out of there.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
It certainly wasn't like any other I've been to, and I've been to a few. There was a strange atmosphere as everyone gathered, and I thought there was a definite tension in the air. Everyone was clearly divided into two sides, and there was clearly some history between them. Anyway, the main part passed off okay, and I was having a decent time chatting to all sorts of people. Then, all of a sudden, one group was shouting at each other and pointing fingers and generally being very unpleasant. It was quite a scene, and insults were exchanged. Fortunately, I don't think the happy couple saw any of it, so I don't think it spoilt their day.
Speaker 2.
There was certainly a big turnout, more than I'd expected. I hadn't been very sure about whether to go or not. I don't normally like that kind of thing. I thought it would all be ultra-competitive, with everyone trying to prove they'd done better than everyone else since we last met. But actually, we all got on famously and had a great time reminiscing about the old days. Even the people I hadn't liked much before were good company. It was a shame when it ended. I'd have liked to talk to them for longer. I wrote down lots of addresses and phone numbers, and we all agreed to keep in touch, though I don't know if we will.
Speaker 3.
It wasn't the best organized thing I've ever been to. They should have kept it down to just a few key people, instead of which the place was crammed with all sorts of people that didn't have much to do with the matter at hand. It became apparent pretty quickly that very little was going to be achieved. Half the people couldn't hear what the other half were saying, and we didn't even get through the first point for discussion. So the people in charge decided to cut it short and call another one, with fewer people, sometime later. So we were all back outside ages before it was supposed to finish. It was a farce, really.
Speaker 4.
I turned up because I used to work with both of them, though I hadn't seen either of them for quite some time. Our career paths had gone in different directions. Actually, it was a bit of a shame, because they'd gone to a lot of trouble to organise it, and then half the people they were expecting didn't turn up. They'd both given years of good service. You'd have thought more people would have shown up for their last day, but I guess they couldn't be bothered. I'd only been planning to stay for a short while, but I hung on till the end. I didn't have the heart to go. They looked so disappointed.
Speaker 5.
It was quite a performance getting there. All sorts of traffic jams, so I missed the beginning. There was only one empty seat when I got in there, so I just had to sit in it. When I looked round at one point, I realised I was sitting next to a neighbour I've never been able to stand. This put me off a bit, because I've always avoided him, and I didn't want to end up having to talk to him when the thing was over. I was thinking more about that than what the kids were doing up there. What I did listen to sounded pretty good, and I knew they'd been rehearsing for ages. Anyway, as soon as the last bit was over, I just rushed for the door and got out of there.
That is the end of part four. That is the end of the test.